Once upon a time, there was a little sponge named Liguito. And Liguito was a kitchen sponge. He lived by the sink, where he had such duties as clean dishes, clean sink, clean countertop, and occasionally wipe up cat puke. That was Liguito's least favorite job. But he did it, whatever it took, because he was a good sponge. Kind of sponge you never forget. A dedicated sponge that's always there for you, ready to take on any challenge. One day, the the dad at the home where Liguito worked decided that he was going to bake a very special egg souffle in the oven. Liguito was nervous because he's like, oh, eggs are the worst. They get so baked on. But he got ready. And he watched the dad make up the egg souffle. He watched him put it in the fridge. Sorry. Put it in the oven. And go over to the couch and watch TV while he waited for the souffle to cook. And sure enough, the souffle did cook. And Liguito watched it cooking in the oven through the window in the oven. And he watched it rise. And then he was looking at the dad and thinking, come on, buddy, it's time, take it out. But there he was, snoring on the couch. Oh no, Liguito was nervous. Nothing worse than an overcooked souffle. He'll never get it off that pot. And also, souffle ruined. Right? What's the matter?
What?
You okay?
Yeah, can't reach.
You itchy?
Yeah. Extremely. Think.
Okay. Just relax, okay? So Liguito thought, I gotta do something to wake up this goofball who isn't paying attention to his souffle. So he slid into the sink where there was a drip that had been dripping. He thought, if I plug the sink up, then it'll overflow and maybe he'll hear the water splashing. So he sat there and waited for the drip to keep dripping enough to fill up the sink. It was taking forever. And the knife and the fork and the pot and the pan that were in the sink said, this is never gonna work, dude. And Liguito thought, well, it would work, but you're right, not in time. So he said, well, you guys could help me. And they're like, how? He said, well, if you, the knife, and you, the pan, whacked against each other, bing, bam, boom, alarm clock. They were both like, yeah, but we can't actually move on our own. We're just sitting here waiting to get washed. Speaking of which, why haven't you washed us yet? To which LaGuido said, well, I can't really usually move that much either. I'm just waiting to get to be picked up. So they sat there, and they waited, and they waited. And the souffle got cookier and cookier. Burnier and burnier. Until, LaGuido got an idea. He said, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to move over a smidgy bit. Everybody lean a little bit. They can move a little bit, you see. Until the drip hits the pan. And then when the pan fills up enough, it'll tip and hit the knife. And the knife will flip, and I'll sit on the other side of the knife, and I'll go flying, and I'm going to smack that guy right in the face with a wet sponge. They all thought that would work perfectly, so they sat there and they waited for the drips to be heavy enough to tip the pot. It was taking forever. So they talked to the tap, and they said, could you just move a little bit? If everybody does a tiny little bit, this will work. So the tap squidged a little bit, all he could really muster. Sure enough, drip came to a stream, and it filled up that pan real quick. Then it tipped over, hit the knife. The knife flicked the sponge. The wet sponge went flying and smacked the dad right in the face. The dad was like, what the? Who threw this at me? Oh, crap, my souffle. And he ran, caught it just in time. Lovely souffle. Everybody in the family was so happy that it was had arisen just perfectly. It tasted just right. And then our good friend LaGuido was happy that he could wipe it right off with ease without getting wrecked and pushed and squished against burnt, crispy egg bits. Everybody wins. The end.